AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Chicago, President Biden says the economy is moving in the right direction.
All those major legislations we passed, people go, that's great, but it takes time to get it out in the field. It takes time for them to see it. And I'm not here to declare victory on the economy. I'm here to say we have a plan that's turning things around incredibly quickly.
The White House has latched on to a name for the president's economic plan, while he insists he had nothing to do with it. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
Bidenomics.
First here at the White House.
First time we're hearing from the Wall Street Journal. Okay? I don't go around beating my chest, Bidenomics.
And then in Chicago.
I didn't come up with a name. I really didn't. I now claim it.
So much that the stage where he spoke had giant signs reading Bidenomics.
That's Bidenomics in action.
Spokeswoman Olivia Dalton says there's a lot more to come.
The word of the day, word of the week, word of the month, word of the year here.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The travel rush is already starting leading up to the 4th of July. Weather and other factors are causing delays and cancellations at airports. Tia Hudson is having issues at Newark International Airport.
They told me my luggage was in Dallas, Texas. My mom went to go pick it up. They say it's here. And then it will be 8 hours to get my luggage.
Daniel Penny pleaded not guilty in New York to charges in the chokehold death of a subway rider, Jordan Neely. Witnesses say Neely was shouting and begging for money on the Manhattan train. Dante Mills is the attorney representing Neely's family.
Daniel Penny did not have the courage to look Mr. Jordan's father, Andre, in the eyes.
A federal judge says she won't temporarily block most of a newly revised abortion law from taking effect this weekend in North Carolina, including a near ban on the procedure after 12 weeks of pregnancy. This is AP News. His parents say a 17-year-old delivery driver was shot and killed by a police officer near Paris.
The prosecutor's office in the Paris suburb of Nanterre says the shooting took place during a traffic check. The driver was wounded by a gunshot and died at the scene. The deaths unleashed tensions between angry residents who've set barricades on fire while police fired tear gas canisters. The officer adds the police officer who shot the driver has been detained on suspicion of manslaughter. A passenger in the car was also briefly detained and released, and police are searching for another passenger who fled. Deadly use of firearms is less common in France than in the US, and Tuesday's death has drawn national attention. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz insists right-wing populism won't gain the upper hand after a far-right party won control of a county administration for the first time since the Nazi era. Ed Donahue, AP News.